I can tell you one thing, sitting in my chair is pretty sweaty. There's like no air circulation at all in this.
I can only imagine. You got 99 room crafting, but your chair must smell like shit, bro.
What?
Listening to the number one old school RuneScape podcast.
Welcome to Old School RuneScape Weekly. I am your host, Nick, and I am joined by Carl.
Hey.
And Joe.
What up, bitch?
So, I guess this week we can start off with This Week in Review. That's where we talk about our achievements for the week, what video games we played. And start with Joe.
Hell yeah, let's hear it.
You know, No. You know what? No. You always started off with us. You tell us about your.
Yeah, I want to hear about you.
Who rubbed your feet last night, Nick?
Who rubbed my feet?
Nobody. That's why. That's why you're telling us about your week first.
Okay. Trained a lot of agility. Trying to still get the Song of the Elves stuff done. I did Swan Song.
Nice.
It wasn't too bad. I did Swan Song, Garden of Tranquility, One Small Favor. I did that night thing. Yeah, I got...
That's more than Joe's done in an entire year.
That's fucked up, because I've actually...
I'm kidding, I'm just memeing. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
I did an epic blue scroll, too. That was my first time doing one.
Damn.
Now I just have the hard quest to do, I need to get the last remaining requirements for him, so that sucks.
Dude, just do them.
Monkey Madness 2, Dragon Slayer 2, Morning Zen Part 2, yeah.
All those ones.
Song of the Elves isn't bad, yeah.
But it's just long. Yes,
I'm long.
Oh, and then I did that stupid fucking the Troll Romance quest.
Yep, I didn't really like that one either.
Quest sucks. Stupid.
Dude, who wants to do a quest about some trolls fucking?
Exactly. I understand that fucking shit. Stupid.
Agreed.
A stupid ass quest, dude. Whoever made that quest is stupid.
Troll kid in it is such a little bitch.
I haven't even done it yet.
Well, basically, he's trying to fuck this girl and he kills dad.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
I'll cut those spoilers.
I was going to do that quest. Now I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that quest ever again.
The kid's a little bitch the whole time, though. The whole time he's crying off to the side and wants you to do all these errands for him. He wants you to kill the dad because she won't let him fuck. And it's just ridiculous what this kid is having you do.
Why didn't he kill the dad? What a bitch, dude.
Because he's crying in the corner the whole fucking time.
Like he's a sad little cuck, little sad cuck boy.
The whole time, that's all he's doing is fucking crying. I trained agility doing the Sears Village course the whole time.
God damn.
Yeah, I managed to get it to 69, so I'm one of the way to 70.
Where you just keep it at 69, huh?
Then I won't be able to do
the quest.
Yeah,
but then he couldn't do the quest.
Yeah, exactly. Other than the requirements for Song of the Elves, I just have to get 69 Slayer.
Yeah, for Monkey Madness 2. Yep.
Well, you gotta get that Slayer up. You better start killing bitches.
Slayer might take you 2 weeks.
I actually have Iron Dragons as my task.
Oh, Skip that shit.
Yeah, I'd skip it.
I really want to skip it, but I don't want to get a new task because I don't want to lose out.
Uh-huh. What do you mean? You know, skipping tasks doesn't lose your streak, right?
Well, if you skip a task, it costs points, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm saving up.
It's like 30 points.
Oh, you're just saving up your points. Don't skip tasks.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Carl's retarded.
I'm a dumb idiot. Don't listen to me.
99 Slayer. I actually had to spend a lot of Slayer points recently to try to get the Slayer ring.
What you mean?
I did it for the epic blue scroll that I had to do. I had to go somewhere weird. I didn't want to walk all the fucking way out there. It was super far away, and I didn't know how to get there.
Was it Tarn's Lair or Dark Beast?
It was Tarn's Lair.
That's what it was. Yeah, Tarn's Lair is super annoying to get to.
And then after that, I had to fight KBD for my epic blue scroll.
Oh, you got to kill KBD?
It was super easy. I had to kill it twice.
I haven't been on all fucking week, and you're out here doing quests and killing bosses and shit, man.
Well, I should honestly be training agility.
I'm doing agility right now, actually, as we speak. And I was going to talk about my achievements this week as well, and it pertains to agility. I got 88 agility. I have done, after this lap that I'm on, it'll be 930 laps of the Prith course.
Holy fucking shit.
That's like 1.2 million agility XP just at this course.
I feel like that's got to be a pretty fun course.
And I also got the Void Melee Helm, so now I have every Void piece. So I'm done with PC pest control forever, at least on this account.
Forever, XP.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm working towards 90 agility right now. I'm like 30% of the way to 89. And that's pretty much all I've done this week.
Nice, man. Yeah, agility will consume your life. Can you all hear that fucking dog in the background? I swear to God.
No, I hear a rat, though.
You guys can hear that?
Oh, you're shit. A rat. No, sorry.
I'm going to fucking blow a load.
Okay.
Of laundry in the dryer.
All right, Joe, let's hear your achievements this week.
I did do stuff this week. I usually I don't, but this week I actually accomplished stuff. Even though I was sick, I got my fishing level up another level, and then I got all the requirements for Monkey Madness 2. So I took all the time, I did all the quests, I got the levels I needed, and I am going to be streaming Monkey Madness 2 after this podcast, so that should be fun. I'm going on my cruise next week.
Dude.
At the end of the week, I'm leaving Friday on the 22nd, 23rd. I'm leaving on the 23rd, so unless we can get another podcast in by then, we probably won't have one up until like the first week of September. Unless you guys want to do one without me.
I'll do one without you.
Fuck.
Right.
But yeah, that's what I did this week. It kind of took a lot of time. I did the Eyes of Glaufrey or whatever? And that fucking puzzle. There was a dude there the entire time I was doing the quest. This dude was trying to get that puzzle done. And I did the whole quest before he even finished his puzzle. So I was
Isn't there a Runelite plugin that like gives you the answers?
No. Well, there might be. I just didn't have it. That dude was stuck on that puzzle for like 45 minutes.
Huh.
So that was funny.
Monkey Madness meme.
Okay. Yeah. 200K to fuck off.
200K.
Yeah. I'm going to give you 200K to fuck off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good meme. And then I plan on maxing next week, so.
Damn.
Yep.
So that's before I planned to max. Good job.
Yep. So I'm going to try to play at least another 1,100 hours within the next week. So we'll see
physically
how that goes.
Impossible.
Yep. What do you mean?
Very possible.
Well, I guess if you play 300 hours a day, but...
Yeah. That'll probably make it easier.
300 hours a day. Let's see. 24 hours in one day. 700 minutes per hour. You could probably get it done, honestly.
Yeah, dude, I just have to hack the game. And
dude, just find Mod Jed. He'll help you out.
So did y'all know, I'm watching some idiot do it right now. Did you know with the dragon harpoon, instead of stabbing them with it, you hit them with the butt of the handle if you're fighting something with it?
That's really dumb.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life.
You're saying someone's fighting something with the dragon harpoon?
Well, I'm fishing.
That's also very dumb. But,
I'm fishing right now, and he started attacking a man.
Oh, man.
But he was, his like, punching it out with the end of the handle.
You know what's funny? Actually, I can't even laugh at that guy for fighting the man, because I always misclick there. You're talking about the fishing guild, yeah?
Yep.
Yep, I always misclick and attack the men, so I know exactly how that guy's feeling right now.
I've never fished at the fishing guild.
Dude, come fish with me right now. What are you doing?
You need 68 fishing for that, Nick.
I'm not even online right now.
The fucking pleb, dude.
Wow.
Believe. You changed your name, too.
You should change your name to XP Waste the Host.
So I changed my name because, like, people would always be like, "Who's Huey Poi?" And Nick never plays this game while I'm playing the game. And then I'd be like, "I'm Nick," and then they'd be like, "Oh." And then what's funny is I changed my name to Nick the Host, and people that I had been talking to in the CC
that were like, "Who's Nick the Host?"
And then no, they weren't like, "Who's Nick the Host?" They were like, "Oh, I've been waiting for Nick to get on," and I'm like, I've been playing the whole time. I just played last night with you.
Dude, Joe, when's Nick getting on?
Dude, I haven't seen Nick on in forever.
And so, so I changed my name to that so that people understand.
So it was very obvious that...
Yeah, so it's very obvious who I am. Because you guys have Carl and Joe in your name. I guess they just assumed
that I had to have Nick. Me and Carl aren't fucking retarded. So, like, you know, we just make sure that our names are cool.
You know what's funny? Yeah. The history of my name is from being AFK, actually. So it's pretty ironic.
The history of my name is that my name's Joe, and I like Nintendo.
Well, you remember what Rip Rodden was from, right?
No.
We were playing, I think we just made a clan. This was like an RS3 whenever clans first came out there. Not like CC clans, but like the actual clans where you get the flag and shit.
And you have to do work to stay in the clan?
Or they take you? We were making a clan. It was like you, me, I want to say Joe was there, maybe Julius, bunch of other people. I think Hans was even there.
Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson. Jackson was there too. And this guy ran by, and we were like talking in the chat, like flaming each other and being retarded or whatever and saying bad stuff probably. And this guy runs by. And then says Reprodded, and then keeps running by. And so then I changed my name to Reprodded. So that's
Did he reprod you?
I don't know. I didn't get a mute for it. So.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And then this also brings up, I wanted to say that I've only said it on one episode, so it kind of makes sense that there's not that many people in there. But we do have a CC, which is OSRS space weekly. That's the CC name. So,
hey, look, if y'all don't know how to type that, then join the Discord and we will
I'll type it for you.
Let me connect to your computer.
Internet. You guys ever use TeamViewer?
Just make sure you have your bank pin put in, though.
Yeah, exactly. And don't feel weary if I start trading things. I'm really just trying to hook you up. All right.
And if I try to open your nudes folder, it's just a bug.
Have you ever seen? Never mind. I'm gonna get off topic. Anyway,
I know exactly what you're talking about,
the one.
Yeah, the one where like the guy.
Has a nudes folder, and it's just a bunch of naked mole rats. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just funny. So.
We'll move into polls, news, and updates. The first thing that we have is the Elf Graphics poll. Which, I mean, I kind of feel like is a little dumb, but I guess I like it. Like, I want them to change it, but I don't want them to waste time changing it, if that makes any sense. You know, like,
all they're doing is changing the skin color. That's fucking racist. just let them be purple. Like, we don't have to do all that nonsense.
Why are they changing it? Did someone complain about it or something?
Yeah, people complained about it on Reddit.
Why? Oh my God.
So I understand the reasoning a little bit. So the elves before all looked the same, as in, like, they had the same skin color, etc., same facial structure, you know, like, they were all elves. And so whenever they updated for the Song of the Elves, they made the evil elves, like, purple or whatever this skin shade is. And so everybody wants to get it changed back to where they look the same. Like, just because you have purple skin, does it make you evil kind of thing?
That's fucking stupid.
Well, I have purple skin, so am I evil?
Yep, you're evil.
I'm rocking the Twitch Prime skin.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm promoting microtransactions right now.
You didn't have to have it, but I got it early because
I had Twitch Prime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Originally.
Yeah.
Okay. How did that? Okay. Anyway, I don't know how that passed.
It didn't. It's not a matter of how did it pass because
regardless of the situation.
No, they just never. They never pulled it. They're just like, we're doing this, guys.
Purple skin.
Basically, that's how it happened.
That is poll question number one. Should the skin color of the Loreth elves be changed from purple to match the skin color of the other elves? And then poll question two is they have several different models pictured below the poll question. And it is, which style of chat head do you prefer from options A and B as shown in the poll blog? If the proposed style is more popular than the current one, it will be applied to all elves in the game.
You know what they should do?
I like B.
Instead of worrying about skin shades, I think they should focus on group Iron Man mode.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, or just like saying. Feeding starving children in Africa.
Or that. Either one.
I mean,
literally anything else.
Literally anything else.
The AIDS epidemic. Global fucking warming. I mean, literally anything else is probably more important
Trash
than changing
island.
The color.
Trash island.
Poll question number three is, which version of Lord Loras model do you prefer from options A, B, and C, as shown in the poll blog? The most popular choice will be Lord Loras appearance throughout the Elven quest line. And I like C. I don't like him in like the
in the robe gown. Or the gown or whatever that's that thing's
garb.
I mean, if you're making me vote in this, which I did, then I picked.
Oh, wait, the poll's up? I didn't even know.
At least I believe this is the poll I
Should I go vote?
In. Yeah, this is the poll I voted in. Yeah. I think it might be down now, because I thought it was supposed to go down the 13th is what I read.
Damn.
Yeah, on Tuesday, August the 13th.
So why the fuck are we doing this? If it's already down, it's a waste of time.
Because we got to talk about
what happened.
We haven't
gotten the results yet, because they hide the results.
True.
Hide the poll results, boys.
And then we're on to poll question number four, which is, this is where you get into actual changes, not dumb graphical ones. Should the total number of charges held by all crystal items be changed to 20,000? This would include the new blade of Saldor and crystal armors.
Yes, so I agree, 100%.
So wait, you're telling me that if I make a crystal axe, it'll last for 20,000 logs? Is that what that means, or am I just...
I don't know how it works for the tools, but for the blade of Saldor, every time you attack, even if it's a zero, it uses one charge. And before, the max amount of charges was 2,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
makes
it 20,000. So 20,000 is much better.
Yeah.
Because the Abyssal Tentacle is 10,000.
Personally, I feel like any weapon that has charges is just a pain in the ass. So being able to have more charges on it makes it better.
Yeah.
Personally.
What's the reasoning behind just like making you waste money recharging it or wasting time recharging it?
It's a different mechanic, I guess you could say, because it's a really good weapon and they need to make it balanced somehow. If it didn't have charges, it would be pretty busted.
It's kind of like the blowpipe, right? And like the it poisons,
yeah,
and basically. It's really fast and all that stuff. Well, like, it gives you a reason to keep going back to do content
in that area, to get crystals.
So say you're an Iron Man, right? And you go to Abyssal Demons, and boom, you get your whip, your first try. Well, if there wasn't the Abyssal Tentacle, then you would never have to go back to Abyssal Demons ever again. That would be dead content for you.
Pretty much, yeah. I can agree with that.
Tentacle or whatever, or what is it? Yeah, it's the Abyssal Tentacle,
the,
right?
The Kraken Tentacle, and then it turns into the Abyssal, or the something... I don't even know. The tentacle whip or something like that.
So whenever it runs out of charges, it eats that whip.
Yeah, it just removes the whip from the game.
Yep. So then you have to go get another one. So it makes content that normally would be dead for you, like, not dead. So
personally, I'm not a fan of weapons that have charges, but it brings interesting mechanics into the game, so I can't complain.
God, that's so
volcanic
fucking
whip.
The volcanic whip's just a normal whip. It's just recolored, yeah.
The only reason why I did that is because I die a lot because I'm stupid and don't watch my screen sometimes. And so this way, whenever I die, it's kind of like I have an extra item that I live with, if that makes sense. You know,
because it's untradeable.
Yep.
Okay.
Nick's got that big noggin.
I got the big brain.
Speaking of being dumb and dying a lot, I AFK'd too hard at Kraken once and died.
Wait, yeah. Is that that's instance too, isn't it? Or no?
Well, it can be. I didn't die in an instanced one though.
Okay. Oof.
Yeah.
I almost died in the instanced Swansong monster, just because like I didn't bring any armor or food. I just brought my normal I did bring food, but I didn't bring any armor. I just brought my normal where I wear the graceful, and yeah. I have the Dragon Defender and my whip. And I was like, yeah, this boss, like, it's probably not too hard. And then, like, I remembered that it was instanced, and I left and went and got real armor when I almost died.
Oh,
I remember.
I lost my Dragon Defender and my that would have
sucked.
I would have fucking killed everybody in real life.
That's no. No, no, we don't do that. No, we don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah, I'm actually really nervous for Monkey Madness 2 because I'm going to be doing it live.
You should be.
Okay. I'm going to be doing it live, and I suck, and I'm going to have to, like...
Suck? Wait, I thought we were talking about Monkey Madness 2, not Infernal, or Inferno, whatever it's called.
Nah, dude. Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I went and saw Slipknot last night.
Oh.
That's what. That was pretty fun. There was people fighting and shit.
Oh.
So yeah, that was random, but like that would have been part of my weekly stuff.
Nothing.
What? You're just gonna have to bleep that out or edit it.
What?
Because that was really racist.
What?
Wait, steal nothing?
That's racist, dude. You should have said it again.
Dude, how's that racist?
You know it's probably. You know what is racist though? Think it's racist.
Pineapples.
Carl, dude, you can't say that shit.
Oh my god.
So what?
Nick's like, please stop saying that so I don't have to edit.
Yeah. Don't make that joke anymore. I don't like going back and having to re-listen to the whole thing for 3 hours to figure out where the one bleep was.
Oh, what? When we say Cheetos?
Okay, I'll let that pass. I'm
not bleeping that. Wait.
Wait a minute.
Right.
Wait.
And then move on to question 5. Should the amount of charges provided to the Blade of Sealdor by each crystal shard be increased from 25 to 100?
I have no input on this.
Yeah,
no.
I have no input.
No. I don't think
why not? Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Because it makes it harder for people who actually want to use the Blade.
Because if you're... Well, that, yeah. But if you're actually, like, actively doing content in Prif, you get shards pretty fast. Like, I have, like, 600 shards in my bank right now.
What would make you want to use this blade over another weapon?
If I got the blade from doing the gauntlet, I would use it. I'm not going to buy it, though.
How much is it?
It's, like, 100 mil. Yeah.
No.
It's best in slot slash.
Oh, it's best in slot slash now. Okay. That's what I was trying to get to, is like, why? What would make me want to use this thing? Because sometimes they just add in weapons, and it's not best. It doesn't, like, overcome whatever's best in slot, and it kind of just makes me look at it and go, like, okay, cool. Why do I want to use this?
Yeah.
Wow, dude, power creep.
Yeah, that actually is power creep. Poll question number 6. Should the creatures found in the Lorwith dungeon be leveled up to match the kinds currently found in the catacombs of Corind?
What creatures are found in that dungeon?
So
I agree with that.
That's a broad question.
So I don't even see myself ever using that dungeon because it's single way combat. That's what makes the catacombs so good. So if you get Necreels as a task, you can just burst them. If you get Dust Devils as a task, you can burst them. I don't know if Dust Devils are in the new dungeon, but I know Necks are. And fighting Necks in a single way combat just seems kind of boring. But if that's your thing,
I think if your stats are high enough to do Song of the Elves, and I know you don't, it doesn't require any combat skills, like in its requirements. Yeah. But I mean, if your stats are like high enough to do that, you probably have a pretty high combat level too.
I think so.
So I think it should. Level them up.
I guess if people decide that crystal shards are too OP, then yeah, they should buff all the monsters because you can get shards from killing things in that dungeon.
Oh, so people might
because it's part of Prif.
Yeah,
it might be worth it.
Buff yeah, maybe shit, not but... level it up. I don't know. I don't even train Slayer there, so.
Well, you don't even train Slayer at all.
That's true. I don't train Slayer at all either.
Got
him. Whenever I do it, I just do it to get it over with.
Yeah. Understandable. Like, I do the same thing with agility and woodcutting.
Joe's two favorite skills.
Yep.
Let me think. What skill do I like genuinely? Am I like, man, I'm having fun.
Literally none. The whole game isn't fun. It's nostalgia.
I have, actually have fun doing the quests sometimes. Like Song or Swan Song was fun. Lunar Diplomacy was fun. The requirements for Swan Song were not fun at all.
Nope. Like Garden of Tranquility. Nope.
Like Garden of Tranquility is one small favor and
one small favor. Yeah. Ones.
So maybe that's why a lot of people actually like Slayer, is because it's somewhat engaging once you get to a high level, so you can actually like boss some stuff. The whole point of this game is to just do a lot of unfun stuff so you can do a couple fun things.
Dude, if Slayer's so good, why haven't they made Slayer 2 yet?
Dude, we're done with that. We're done. No more Slayer 2.
I guess those higher or those things that you do when you're at like a max level probably wouldn't be fun if you didn't put in the retarded amount of hours to like get to that point, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like you're working towards the payout, and then you get to your payout and you're like, yes, I finally get to do insert here.
Well, like when I go and do Monkey Madness 2 will unlock
demonic gorillas
for me, which I can use as a black demon task, so I can unblock black demons, and then they have a chance to drop an item worth 12 mil, so that's definitely worth it.
Unlock the fastest range training method too, that like monkey area where you can use the black chins at.
I guess that's also the best magic training as well, if you burst there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think bossing is fun, and I think being able to like get the stats to do the quests to get to the point to where you're able to like boss like regularly is pretty fun.
Speaking of bossing, Joe, when are we doing DKs together?
Whenever Wrath of the Lich King Classic comes out.
Okay.
So never. Do I have the stats for DK? Bet.
Let me see what you got for DKs. Oh, you're not even logged in. I'm not typing.
You can do it. Yeah, yeah. If all you really need is 75
I'm like
magic,
basically 80 and everything.
Yeah. Well, like you, all you need to do, and you probably haven't done it yet, is the Mage Arena quest to get.
Oh yeah, I haven't done that.
Just it takes like maybe 15 minutes, and all you got to do is do that, so you can actually get like a pretty decent mage cape.
Do Mage Arena too.
Yeah.
The cape's way better. That?
I watched the videos on both of them, but
I did Mage Arena 2 on mobile.
Okay. I think you need you need 75 magic for Mage Arena 2, so you're good. Oh. You can do.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll
it can
both.
Be tough, but
that's
yeah.
That's a goal for the week, as well as my other goal for the week, just, Morning Zen Part 2 and Dragon Slayer 2.
Just be very careful you don't get PK'd by someone.
No, I always get PK'd.
In the
worldie.
Oh. Oh, well, you have to bring runes to do it, so you might lose them if you die.
Here's kind of a super newbie question by me.
All right.
So when I was killing KBD, I watched the guide, you know, and it did it easily. Like, I didn't even have to use any pots or anything like that. Like, it was a super easy boss fight.
Okay? Yeah.
So I get to the point where it's almost dead, and then some guy comes down, starts hitting it, and then gets the drop. So is it whoever last hits it, or what? Like what?
No,
happened
it's
there?
Whoever does the majority damage.
But what like, you can do is
51% or more.
If you just bring 50k with you, you can buy a private session to where no one can come in there and crash you.
Wait, is that for real?
Yeah. If you right click the lever, it'll say like private or something.
I didn't know that. Okay. Well, there we go.
The only point in doing KBD, though, is if you want a dragon pix or the pet, because there's really nothing else there.
Well, he was doing an elite clue. That's why he had to kill it.
Okay.
I think, because I went in there, and it was already, the first time I killed it, it was already kind of, like, partially damaged. So I think that he'd, like, done some damage to it, logged out, probably, like, waited for somebody else to go in there and, like, almost kill it, and then logged back in and did, like, the last piece to get the...
That's probably what it was. What a scumbag.
Yeah. And he got a better drop than I did. I got something retarded. Dragon dart tips. What I got. I got 10 dragon dart tips.
You got dragon dart tips?
Yeah, 10 of them.
Nice. That's good fletching XP.
10.
You just keep doing that,
ten.
Dude.
You gotta be... Oh, you got 10. That's like... That's like 1,500 fledging XP.
Woo! Alright.
Road to 99, boys.
Smithing and silver. Wow, there's a lot of changes this week. We actually have shit to talk about this week.
Wow.
So they made changes to the smithing and silver layout. Like when you go to pick, when you're smithing an item from a bar, I guess using your hammer at the anvil.
Or, it's more mobile friendly, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's more mobile friendly is essentially what it is. That, and then they changed the silver interface so that it's like the gold interface if anybody's made like gold rings or accidentally clicked on the furnace when they were smithing gold bars.
Yeah.
Wow, was this polled? I think I voted.
I voted yes.
What they need to do is just make smithing a better.
It is.
They need to make it so that you can go and grab all your ore and throw it in this automatic furnace, and then like 6 weeks later, you get 99 smithing.
Uh huh.
Exactly. Yikes.
It needs to be like blast furnace, except instead of putting a couple ores in, you can put like a stack.
You just put
of
your
like,
bank in it.
You could put like a stack of like 80,000 ore in it, and oh it does it instantly, God. And you just get the whole XP drop.
Yeah, you can put noted ores in there.
Hell yeah!
You guys are funny.
That would legit be like putting a bunch of IOUs into a smelter, and then getting a bunch of IOUs like
XP.
Yeah.
Hey, I owe you this XP.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I owe you this XP when you finally take the time to do it. All right. And then we have changes to the titty farm. Left click watering. Have you guys done any? I haven't done anything at the titty farm.
So
never.
So I found out that a seed box was a thing and saw that you had to do the titty farm for it. So I went there and looked at it from like outside and I was like, no, I'm not doing this. And then I left. So I've never.
I don't even think it's like. But I almost did. I guess it's maybe like cheap XP, but not like because I don't think that you're spending money when you're using the titty farm, are you?
No, it just seemed like a waste of time, so I didn't do it.
Yeah, no, I'd much rather plant my maple trees and get it over with fast.
And get your maple bees.
Yeah.
Get the maple titties.
Oh, I still have to fight Hispori. I keep like putting it off, but mine's fully grown. I'll do it right after the show.
I fought mine today, and I got nothing from.
Well, you get like 13,000 XP or something like that, don't you?
So yeah. Like nothing.
So nothing. That's less than you get from a mahogany tree, dude.
That's pretty good XP for just a little dumb fight.
I know. First time I fought Hispori, he almost clocked my ass. I almost died.
How yes. So you destroy like the four little things.
There's four plant things around it, and you have to hit them every 33% health that the boss is at. So as soon as you like say you want to fight it, they spawn or they open up. You have to hit them all, and then at 66% health, you hit them all again, and then at 33% health, you hit them all again for the last time. So three times in total. You have.
Is
to
there
hit
anything I have to like dot? Like, do I have to swap prayers or anything like that fighting it? Or?
So it depends. I wear full melee gear and then pray mage.
Okay.
And then it's pretty easy.
Okay, so it does have like you go right.
Yeah, it uses melee. Ranged and magic, but if you're wearing melee, then you'll be fine.
Okay. I will do that right after the show then.
All right.
What happens if you die to pet. It? Does the plan just... The plan?
I think it's instanced, but I'm pretty sure you can retrieve items from someone like outside. I'll check for you.
Okay.
That's how every instance thing should be. It's kind of unacceptable that you just lose shit if you die in an instance.
Well, that's what I was saying. I don't know if you're here when I was talking about the Swan Song boss, but like I almost died to it just because I didn't realize like how strong it actually was. And yeah. That one's an instance one where you lose your shit if you die.
Damn.
And I had my full Graceful and Dragon Defender and Volcanic Whip on me.
That's fucking dumb, dude. Fucking dumb Jagex, dude. What are they... I'm stupid.
Yeah, so if I had lost all that stuff, I'd have been... Oof.
You would have been heated. You would have been livid.
But the
hot.
The changes...
You would have been hot form. In the collar.
The changes are the titty farm, left click /tap watering. Plants within the titty farm can now be left-clicked or tapped to be watered, providing you have the means to do so. And so Beloga's
best... What is that supposed to mean?
Beloni's blessing is now Beloga's given lore. In numbers of 10 blessings for 1 point instead of 1 blessing for 2 points in... Why do they have these dumb fucking names? Gricolers?
Baloney. Baloney's blessing.
Baloney's and Grockley's.
No, I was laughing, man. I was laughing at the left click. The tithe farm said tithe farm can now be left click or tapped to be watered, providing you had the means to do so. I just pictured someone with no thumbs. I was like, oh, what is that supposed to mean? Like, oh, you can right click or you can left click it if you have the thumbs to do it. I don't know. It was just my fucking brain's retarded.
Yeah, look at that ecumenical keys picture. For some reason, I just find that really hilarious looking. It looks retarded.
Why are they floating around the avian sea?
I don't know.
Is this a new, like, ecumenical key boss? The Avian Sea?
Avian Seas now drop ecumenical keys in the Wilderness God Wars dungeon to make them consistent with all other creatures there. Wait, they weren't
before? No, they were the only ones that didn't.
They originally left out due to unique noted adamant bar drops. However, this is no longer unique as Avian Seas in the standard God Wars dungeon drop these for players with the Fremenic Hard Diaries completed.
Yep.
The drop rate of ecumenical keys is now 1 in 60 regardless of how many you already have. The timer was in place to stop players getting multiple ecumenical keys within 2 minutes of each other has been removed. The total number of keys you may now own at a time has not been changed.
Well, that's good.
I mean,
I've used ecumenical keys before. I like this change.
They're all right.
I've never done any of it. It scares me. Doing that shit in the wilderness.
It's all right. We're all scared of something, Nick. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm scared of the wilderness, man. I'm go there with my spiders. Shovel and my spottier cape and my lightweight boots, and I just know somebody's going to kill me.
I always run naked in the wilderness. I ain't giving anyone anything, even a spade. I'll high elk the spade.
High elk the coins.
Yep. High elk each coin.
I alk myself before they can kill me.
Yep, exactly.
I go out there with the spottier cape's like 6K or something like that. And I have like 20 lightweight boots in my bank just so that like I don't have to go back there and get more. I just was there one day and just kept hopping.
You're basically just planning to get PK'd consistently.
Exactly. Well, I've already lost two. I think I'm at like 18 now with the lightweight boots.
Oh, really? Dying.
Yeah. Because I've died and I lost one of my, you know how you have those clue boxes?
Yeah.
You take a clue scroll into the wilderness. I've died and then, you know, kept my clue scroll thanks to the clue box. But yeah, I've already wasted a clue box dying in the wilderness.
I usually just don't care if I lose the clue, because usually that means that it was going to be a shit loot anyway.
Nah, man. Especially when I had that elite clue. I was ready right after I killed KBD for somebody to come up and like one-hit me, because I didn't have much life left the second time I killed KBD.
Well, you bring a teleport to KBD, so after you kill it, you TP out.
Yeah, but you can't TP, because you're in... Am I actually retarded?
Inside the KBD layer is not the wilderness.
Holy fuck. So
just right where the lever
there.
Is.
Oh, so I just risked for nothing.
Yep.
You fucking
I just assumed I was still in like level 50 wilderness and ran all the way down to 20 and then TP'd.
Hey, Nick, TIL. TIL, buddy.
Yeah, TIL. Yeah.
Today I retard.
Today.
That's not what I said, Joe.
TIR, today I retarded.
TIR. That's the new meme, guys, TIR.
And then there was some Song of the Elves tweaks. With Zolkano, symbols now take slightly longer before dealing damage.
I like that.
The damage taken when standing beneath Zolkano after she's been knocked down has been reduced. Oh, you think it's going to be easy escape?
Easy escape, dude. They're making this boss easy. Let me tell you, this boss makes me 2 mil GP an hour. There's no reason they should be making this shit easier at all. There's no reason.
Dude, why aren't you there?
It needs
to
do more damage.
Why are you there
I'm
right
not
now?
Even kidding you. I'm not. Well, because I'm doing agility.
Yeah, but don't a lot of bosses give rewards that good?
Not consistent. Like, also kill if you're like in a group of like five people, the kills are pretty fast, and you still get loot. Everyone gets loot no matter what. So it's a consistent 2 mil GP an hour, and you don't even have to do anything.
Dude, they should and now they're making it easier. Sharing.
Oh, loot share? No, yeah, loot they pulled share. That. They already pulled that, buddy.
Wait, yeah, that's right. I remember.
This was a long time ago. This was like years ago.
Yeah, I remember whenever they pulled that. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I actually don't want loot share. Please, nobody think I'm retarded. I don't want
TIR guys. TIR guys. TIR.
I do not want massive inflation in the game. All right.
What Nick's saying is he just wants free money, not loot
share. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I want more money for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Never mind. We were too far into the podcast for you to edit.
Let's finish reading this Zulcano update.
The quick pass option on Zulcano's prison barrier has been removed as it served a limited purpose.
Yeah, it was kind of useless anyway.
And then the falling rocks during the Zulcano encounter now deal damage when hitting the floor rather than the player, to be consistent with other similar mechanics.
Huh? What does that even mean?
I don't know, man. I haven't done Zulcano yet.
Yeah, Carl. Fuck.
Yeah, Carl, you're supposed to be the expert.
I thought they always dealt damage when they hit the floor. Why? This hasn't changed anything.
Maybe it was a bug.
Maybe you thought wrong.
Well, I never take damage from the rocks anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter to me.
Zulcano now takes a consistent amount of time to destroy the glowing rock.
That I like. That's fine with me.
Yeah. I was, you know, that glowing rock taking too long to destroy it.
Yeah, because you guys know all about the glowing rock, huh?
Thank God.
All right, that's my big goal. I'm going to do Morning Zen Part 2. I'll do Dragon Slayer 2, and I'll get Song of the Elves out of the way, too, because it's not going to take me very long to get those last stats.
Nice.
Zulcano now takes a consistent amount of time to destroy the glowing rock.
You already read that.
Haha, already read it.
Zulcano's fucking idiot!
Zulcano's death animation has been extended to prevent her from reappearing for a brief moment.
What?
Wait.
Actually, I know what this is. It would like spasm and like glitch and.
So instead of fixing it, they just made the animation longer, so it didn't have a chance to be broken. That's pretty much what it says.
Hey, if it fixes it, it fixes it.
Working
whatever.
Around something.
yeah.
The drops from the golem will now only be given to the player who deals the most damage.
I thought that was already in the game. Well, actually, because this update came out on the 8th of August. So, yeah, I did this. I did this a couple days ago and noticed that. So, yep. Cool.
Have you done the gauntlet?
Yeah.
When creating items within the gauntlet, the interface will remain open, provided you have the ingredients to create other items.
Yes, that's nice.
The scoreboard or killing a duplicate tier 3 creature within the gauntlet will now have a guaranteed chance to drop a different powerful weapon component, provided you don't already have one. This was previously a half change.
Yep, I like this. This is good. So there are three like mini bosses in the gauntlet. You've got the Dark Beast, which when you kill it, it drops the bow upgrade, which is a bowstring. In order to get you make a weapon, and then there's three levels. The second level is called Attuned, I think, which you just need materials and shards to upgrade it. And then to get it to tier 3, which is called Perfected, you have to have the unique item for each weapon. So for the bow, it's the bowstring. For the mace, it's like a spike or something like that. And then for the staff, it's like an orb. And then so you have the Dark Beast that drops the bow string, the dragon that drops the orb, I think, and then the bear, which is just, it looks like Callisto. So I don't know.
Fire.
But that drops the melee piece. So I like how it guarantees you a drop of a different item if you encounter the same, like most of the times when I was playing, there would be adjacent rooms with the same mini bosses. And before, they're saying here you have a half chance of getting a separate item, but now it's guaranteed, so it's pretty nice. So So I like that update.
Yeah, I like anything that helps with like consistency.
Yeah.
The scoreboard in the Gauntlet lobby has been extended to display your deaths and the global deaths for each version of the Gauntlet.
Cool.
And then crystal weapons and shields with 2,500 charges or brand new ones will now stack in the bank. Note that these will not automatically stack in the bank after you log in, but will be converted whenever they are equipped or gain/lose any charges.
Okay.
I don't know anything
about
the
Gauntlet. I don't know what that means at all.
I use the crystal halberd and that's it. So I wouldn't know.
I remember I had a rune halberd way, way back in the day. I thought I was hot fucking shit. I was like, this is so good. This one is so good. Nobody knows it. And I was like in the 7th grade. I was retarded.
I would have a crystal tool, but I was lucky enough. I got a crystal tool seed like 3 days after Song of the Elves came out. Mm-hmm. And I sold it on the GE for 40 mil.
Damn.
It's currently worth 12 mil on the GE. So
it's a big win.
I got lucky, let me tell you.
Well, that's why you should almost never buy something on the GE. Like,
yeah, I agree. Plus, comes like out. That, like a crystal tool in general, like at that time was pretty useless because you had to actually like play the game in order to use the crystal tool because you needed crystal shards to charge it. Mm-hmm. So it just didn't seem like it was worth 40 mil. But someone bought it for 40 mil, so I hope they enjoy their new crystal tool.
Somebody with. That bought their
someone with their like max money. Cash they're like I got nothing else to spend this on, I'll just buy it.
Yeah, I don't feel like getting it myself.
Yeah, I could exactly
like that. I could see myself doing that. Did you guys watch the or kept track with the Gauntlet competition at all?
I watched Wook's stream a little bit and that's about it.
Yeah, Wook's, I watched like a highlights thing of him.
Yeah,
but I think it's so funny. Have you seen like the headset that he wears?
Yeah.
Somebody made a comment that was like, they should make the reward a new headset for Wooks. And it just shows like a picture of his like, hey. His headset looks like whenever you see those pictures of customer service or whatever.
And they have the really, looking... oh, you know what they remind me of? So if you guys bought an Xbox 360 back when they first came out, the mic that comes with the Xbox 360. It looks
exactly like that.
Yep.
Except it's all black, and I'm like, man, somebody needs to get this dude a fucking headset.
Hey, maybe he likes this shitty headset.
Leave Wooks alone. Obviously, if he's using it, it's the optimal piece of equipment.
Wooks is a god gamer, okay? We don't judge him.
It's lighter on his head, so his big brain can think faster. Like, just leave him alone, dude.
True. I didn't think of it like that.
And then do you guys remember when we talked about those traveling methods for new players and free-to-play players?
Oh, yes. Like the carpets and like free-to-play agility leveling or something?
So here they're talking about again with adventure paths. So here's what it says. In the same blog, we suggested a few changes to getting around the map. We mentioned a transport system and the idea of making agility available to free-to-play players. The transport system proved to be very unpopular, and it isn't something we'll be implementing. Your reaction to agility was positive, and whilst we haven't fully explored the idea, it could still be implemented at a later date. So it seems like a lot of people were butthurt about the carpet rides idea.
Yeah, I'm sure they fucking would, dude, because, you know, obviously just the fact
We didn't have the carpet when we started, so why shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's because, you know, but we've also been playing for 12 years, so whatever.
This devalues my no carpet regular.
I'm okay with agility being partially free to play, though.
Yeah.
Because no one likes free to play, and I wouldn't give a fuck.
Honestly, agreed. But only to like a certain level, I think.
I wouldn't care.
I know you wouldn't care.
Well, it'd make the whole damn thing free to play.
Hey, if everything's free to play, how is Jamflex gonna make money to keep updating the game?
Why don't you tell Bernie Sanders that?
Bernie Sanders is too busy fixing global warming.
I'm not touching this. We want to avoid competing as much as possible to avoid players leaving the game through frustration. It's important to remember that this update's purpose is to engage new players. We looked at the possibility of creating new items like tiers of a new training armor. However, the look and feel of armor and weaponry is key to old school's nostalgia, and we feel that adding in new equipment at an early stage would take away from that. Yeah. Basically, that's their nice way. That's their nice way of saying, oh, the people that are going to say this devalues my never got to train agility free-to-play account.
My level 3 combat account, basically.
Yeah. Imagine, well, no, it devalues anyone who tries to max on their free-to-play, because then they have a skill that won't be level 1.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, basically.
Stupid.
And then they have some RuneFest merch and other dumb
stuff. I ain't buying that, no. Yeah. But I got merch. Mm. I got...
You have RuneScape merch?
I had a RuneScape shirt for a while. It started to fade.
I bought a League snapback.
Oh,
the KD.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That's actually, that one looks pretty nice.
I don't wear it though. I just put it in front of my setup and I look at it from time to time.
I'll get a
dust it off, but yeah.
I get a Quest Cape shirt when I get my Quest Cape.
No, what you should do is get an actual Quest Cape so you can wear a cape.
You know what you really should do is you should get the Quest symbol tattooed on your back.
Oh, dude, sick.
Oh, I didn't think of that, dude.
Like the Quest.
That's a way better alternative than getting a shirt. Yeah.
And then whenever they actually come out with a new Quest, you have to have it LASIK removed until you get the cape again, so then you put it back on. Then you got to get it tattooed on again.
Yeah, can you guys remove this? I mean, I'm going to get it put back on in like a week, but it, you know, I can't live with myself knowing I got this on.
Yeah, a new Quest came out and it just doesn't feel right wearing it, so please take it off.
This is honestly stolen valor, guys. I really don't know.
Oh my god.
You're like $1,500 to take off the tattoo just for you to pay another $500 to put it back on.
Oh no.
And then, do any of you guys do Bounty Hunter?
Nope.
I don't do PvP, my guy. Shit.
Fuck Bounty Hunter, dude.
Because there is a massive Bounty Hunter change that goes along with their PvP changes.
Hey, if you like PvP, have fun. So that's all I'm gonna say. Enjoy it.
I'll kind of gay. Well, now we can kind of.
You're kind of gay.
I was gonna engage you guys. Like, hey, you know, do you think we should really talk about this? Because I don't think any of us know what we're talking about.
I know nothing about PvP really.
Yeah, so we'll skip Bounty Hunter rework. I'll still put the link in the description if you want to like click on it and read it. But it's extremely long, and I don't think any of us would provide any useful input about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, if anything, I'll just talk about how much I know nothing about it.
You need to find like a small PvP YouTuber. You know, like a guy who gets like 5,000 views a video, because he'll actually probably respond to us. And
like Torvesta,
yeah,
dude. Let's hit up Torvesta. He knows a thing or two about PvP.
Yeah, hit up Torvesta so he can not reply to my message like that. People,
dude, how do you know? Torvesta could be a good guy. He might reply.
He might reply. I love watching his videos though. That's about all the knowledge that I have in PvP.
Damn.
Watching him sit on kids.
Yeah. And then last man standing rewards poll blog. On May 13th, we put out a development blog regarding the state of PvP in old school that discussed last man standing revamp. And then blah, blah, blah. There are rewards for any minigame that players invest their time into. And last man standing should be no exception. It should be something that makes players want to invest their time into it, but is also useful outside of the minigame. This blog will list out the reward system and the polled rewards for LMS. We plan to run the poll from Friday, August 16th to Wednesday, August 21st. And they haven't shown us what the poll is yet. So tomorrow is when the poll will come out. So by the time we do the next show, the results will be in. So we'll be able to talk about the questions and the results.
This just in.
Yeah.
What?
What? Oh, never mind. They have the questions right here. We can go over the questions of the rewards poll. So, poll question number 1, should the Last Man Standing reward shop offer a dead man cosmetic armor as described in the blog. This armor will set will include tops, bottoms, and cape, and will have no stats. Sure, I don't care.
Yeah, I guess it just shows that you played a lot or you won a couple times. It's like the winner chicken dinner shirt from PUBG.
It's basically something I'll never get, just like TFT win. Never get it.
Mm. Wow. And I think it looks kind of nice, like the outfit or whatever.
You look like you look. Yeah. It looks good.
That looks really nice.
Should the Last Man Standing reward shop offer Trover parchment as described in the blog?
Huh? What is that?
Who?
Offer Trover parchment? Is that like a thing that we should know about?
That's the dude who lets you rebuy stuff if you die, I think, right?
Yeah, but what's Trover? I even tried Googling Trover parchment and nothing comes up except for the pull blog.
No, so, just ignore it. That's a stupid question.
Okay. Many years, Castle Wars have offered the three god halos as rewards. What about the other guards? Armidal, Bando, Saren, Zeros, blah, 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 have been underrepresented in the headwear department! As a result, we would like to offer five brand new halos as rewards. These will have the same stats as the existing halos, but will allow you to support the god of your choosing.
And sure.
Then they pull each one separately. That's kind of dumb. So that means, like, if for whatever reason somebody doesn't want there to be a Bandos halo, they can just say no to that one and then yes to all the other ones.
That doesn't really make sense, but yeah.
They should have pulled it all as one. Or
well, no. No. Look, no. We get to pick and choose what we want, okay?
Yeah.
So if I only want an Armadil Halo in the game, then that's what's going to
happen. Everything
else.
Yep. Should the Last Man Standing reward shop offer a 3-speed, one-handed weapon as described in the blog? This item will have no stats.
What the fuck is that?
It's a mutton.
It's a fucking mutton.
With no stats that you can carry around.
Why?
I don't know.
Just like a cosmetic
thing? It
looks
cool. Yeah, it's just a cosmetic thing.
But that means I have to play Last Man Standing if I want this cool mutton.
Can you buy
it? Then play it. Oh, bitch.
Damn it.
Maybe it doesn't say whether or not it's tradable. You know, if it's like 1,000 gold, I mean, I might just buy it and walk around with it.
Yeah, I'm sure
it'll be able to hit other players with the mutton, and it makes like a splashing sound.
Yeah, and then they fart.
That'd be awesome. I would go around. Oh my god, talk about bank standing. I would waste even more time walking around with this mutton, slapping people with it and making them fart.
Here's a question. Is the Grail of the Gods, or what is that? The Ale of the Gods, is that an item, Carl?
That's a, yeah, it's from like a master clue, I think.
Is that
the one where you drink the thing?
You like walk around and you look like you're drunk?
Yeah.
Is it offhand?
I don't know.
If it is, it needs to be an offhand. Yeah, it's 1.4 mil, but what they need to do is they need to make that an offhand and make this one-handed.
Oh, so you can look drunk while walking around with a mutton.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
That would be sick. The only time I've ever seen somebody with that, like, the drunk walking thing is anytime I train prayer and I go into some dude's house, the dude whose house it is always just like standing there like this, like, hi, I have straight.
He's probably like that in real life too.
To do with my life.
Probably like
except let you
life
guys
too.
Use my house.
XD.
Tip jar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys tip?
Cool. Do I tip? Nick, what you should be asking is, do I use other people's POHs? That's what you should
well,
be asking.
Well, of course you don't, but when you did use other
I've
people's
never,
POHs.
I've never used another person's POH.
You've never used another person's POH?
Nope.
I tip. I don't give a big tip.
What do you?
I'll be honest.
Just the tip.
I put a little 10K in there, and then that's it.
Hey, look, prayer's expensive enough, man. I'm not fucking giving you any more money than I should.
I give you a little 10K. You
should just give me your house to use, idiot. The fuck?
You should just give me the money for the materials to be able to get the construction level to make the altar.
Exactly.
Do you fucking know who I am?
I do a podcast, and you...
I have at least 100 listeners.
Anyway, poll question number 9. Should the Last Man Standing Reward Shop offer a Gathixian icon as described in the blog? This icon, when given to Juna, will allow the player to get it infused to the Staff of the Deb, creating the Staff of Balance.
What is it?
The Staff of Balance will carry the same stats as both the Staff of Light and Staff of the Dead, whilst also being allowed to cast auto-cast Claws of Guthix.
Yeah, dude. Whoa. Claws of Guthix is, like, I was using Claws of Guthix to fight.
Rex.
Yeah, on Rex. And that was so A-tab, because it's not auto-castable. So having that might be good. Unless I'm just stupid.
Pretty sick.
Well, then again, not many people use that spell in general anyway.
Well, to be fair. Not?
Because of that reason. It's not auto-castable.
Oh, true. Yeah. Well, then definitely, I'm voting yes to that, dude. Yes.
To be fair, like, I mean, this is a cool idea, but...
But what, Carl?
Dude, the Claws of Guthix spell is pretty useless.
Yeah, but it's going to take staff. It's going to take Staff of the Dead out of the game, right? And so that'll make it more expensive.
I don't think so.
Yeah, when you add that little signet to it, it's going to make it the Staff of Balance, which makes it untradeable.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Hmm.
I think it's true. Well, then maybe. Can't you remove... I'm pretty sure with, like, my Volcanic Whip, I can remove the volcanic part.
But doesn't it destroy... Doesn't it destroy the whip?
No, it doesn't destroy the whip. It just destroys... Like, basically, it? I waste the volcanic, like, paint job or whatever that I spent...
Rim job.
On. Yeah. Basically, I wasted money on making it a volcanic whip, and it just goes back to being an abyssal whip, and then I can trade the abyssal whip.
Well, I'm just going to continue using my Trident of the Swamp, regardless of the outcome of this poll. So.
Swamp.
And then, should the Last Man Standing Reward Shop offer combat XP rewards as described in the blog? These will be similar to the combat XP rewards from Pest Control, but offer slightly less XP.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Let's do it. And then points exchange. Should the Last Man Standing Reward Shop offer the ability to exchange points similar to the Barbarian Assault point exchange system as described in the blog? The points exchange will give the players a role on the generic loot table that includes alchables, useful materials, and supplies.
No. Wait, we don't need more supplies coming into the game. There's plenty of ways to get supplies.
Yeah, but no one likes to do Barbarian Assault anyway, so I don't think this will matter.
There's so many things, like so many easy ways to get like weird materials.
If you want money, go to Zulcano, dude. I'm telling you. That's the new meta.
Then the Rune Berserker Shield. A shield originally released in 2008, the Rune Berserker Shield is a free-to-play and member shield that has stats better than Rune Kite Shield, but also requires 45 defense to wield. This shield will degrade after 6 hours of combat, and players can recharge the shield via a token acquired from the Last Man Standing Reward Shop. The shield will be tradable. It will have the following stats. negative 13 magic and negative 5 range. Plus 62 staff.
New splashing shield, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I was thought that was funny how there's like these degradable items that are tradable, but in order to recharge them, you have to do something that's like locked behind content.
You like that?
No, I think it's funny. I think it's dumb. Like if someone were to buy that without knowing like that it degraded or what Last Man Standing was, then they would be screwed. Essentially.
Well, then look up what you're buying before you buy it.
Well, yeah, you'd think people would do that, but people don't. It's just like with the Blade of Saildor. Like, someone could buy it without even having done... Actually, can you buy that if you haven't done Song of the Elves?
I don't know. Why don't you try?
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, let me go get 100 mil real quick.
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure you can buy it without having done the quest.
Well, it'd be stupid
but
to buy.
But the thing is, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you need crystal shards to charge it, and crystal shards are untradeable. So that's why it's kind of goofy, is what I'm trying to say.
I'll start moving into the question for it, though. Should the Last Man Standing reward shop offer the Rune Berserker shield as described in the blog? This shield will be tradable and will degrade. It can be recharged with a token purchased from Last Man Standing reward shop.
Sure.
That is a good question.
I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Honestly, I don't see myself ever doing Last Man Standing unless like something down here is just going to be a ridiculous.
Dude, I'm doing it. I want the mutton chop, Nick.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but if that's tradable it and it's like 10k or something like that, I'm not gonna.
I don't think it'll be tradable. I don't think it will.
They didn't put tradable in it, but they didn't put untradable either.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So right now it's 50-50.
Well, they also didn't say that you get 10 million gold for winning.
They didn't because you don't.
But how do you? But
how would you know?
Because I know.
let's see. And then, if question 12 passes, which is the Last Man Standing Rune Berserker poll question, should the Last Man Standing token used to recharge this shield be tradable? If this question fails, the token will still exist but be untradable.
Well, then that kind of trumps what I was talking about earlier.
You know what's funny? I think they should do that, what they just did with more questions, where like, okay, we'll pull it some way, but there's a chance that you guys won't like it. So
you know what I miss?
Reword it like this.
I miss questions that are like, regardless of the outcome, we're going to do this.
So yeah, so we're going to pull this, but like, doesn't matter what the outcome is, we're going to go ahead
Why are you pulling it? Hello?
Because that's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, because we agreed to pull all the questions. We just didn't say that
votes mattered.
Poll question number 14. Should the Last Man Standing reward shop offer the upgradable cosmetic capes as described in the blog? These capes will represent a set amount of Last Man Standing games the player has won and can be upgraded in the shop.
Sure, why not?
I guess it's a cape of accomplishment from Theater of Blood and Chambers of Zarek, where we would like to have a tiered cape that players can claim from the Last Man Standing reward shop that will change based on the number of wins that player has accrued inside the minigame.
Fine with me.
One win, 10 win, 50 wins.
I like that.
Yeah, I think it's good. Anything that lets you show off that you have a bigger dick than everybody else.
Like me? Dude, that's gay, dude. Why don't you just pull it out? Just whip it out. Last night at the Slipknot concert, there was a dude wearing a fucking kilt, and I swear to God, he was flashing his penis to everybody.
Well, why were you looking at it?
Yeah, why are you?
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
It was so good looking.
Was it cute?
That's fucking gay, dude. You can't say that.
It makes it cuter.
Yep. That's what I was referencing.
That's fucked up.
I guess we'll move on into forums and community submissions, unless you guys got more to add with the blog polls and stuff.
No.
I like the first one for...
I completely agree with this one. So this one is change the strength icon. And basically what this guy is saying is the default strength combat style isn't a fist, it's a foot. So
he's not wrong.
You should change the strength icon to a foot.
Someone's got a foot fetish.
By the same logic, then the attack should be the fist, and then the defense should be like the crossed arms.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah. I'm okay with that too. So I think if we gotta pull this, of course. And then kind of like regardless of the outcome of the situation, we're still gonna put it there.
And if it's not pulled, I'm going on strike World 303 Falador.
Yep.
Strike.
Yep. I'm not we want the foot. We want the foot.
Dude, imagine
the top comment is, don't even pull it, Jaggets. Just put it in the in other news next week.
Oh, in other news, we're changing these icons, by the way.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
That'd be fucking awesome.
That would be brilliant.
This game isn't exactly like how I played it when I was in the fourth grade.
Oh my god. When I used to have to go to bed at 8:30. That's why I never got anything done.
Because of RuneScape?
No, because I had to go to bed at 8:30.
Oh. I thought you were saying, like, I never got, like, my homework done because of RuneScape.
Yeah, no, that definitely wasn't it. Mm-hmm. I just didn't do homework.
Nah, I didn't get my homework done because RuneScape and League of Legends, and I never did very well in RuneScape and League of Legends because I had to go to sleep early, so.
True.
Nice.
I never did homework in high school, like, yeah, ever.
I don't think I did for, like, some of my classes that, like, you kind of had to do it to pass.
I always did it last minute, like, the morning of or, like, in class as the teacher was coming to get it, like, every single day.
My junior year, when I still rode the bus, they changed, like, my bus route so that I was the first person that got picked up, and I had to ride on the bus for an hour and a half, and I would just do my homework then. And so I actually got really good grades my junior year.
Genius.
And then my senior year, I walked.
That's when we started playing League, like, hardcore.
Yeah. Oof, that's when I did absolutely no homework, no studying. Once I was gone from school, I didn't even think. Even when I was in school, I was talking about League. I made my projects about League of Legends.
Senior speech was about League.
Yeah, my senior speech was about League. My, I think I did something for, like, AP, what was it, AP Civics. I did something, like, comparing, I had to compare two, like, fake governments, and I prepared, like, I compared, like, the League of Legends
Demacia.
To something else.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It was funny.
Do you remember my senior one, Nick?
I
brought my rat to school.
Yes, I remember that. I'm pretty sure I was there for that, and you were there for my senior speech, right?
Yeah.
Where I played, like, the clip of all the pro players talking and all that other stuff, and then I talked about it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Anyway, moving on into the next Reddit post.
This one's kind of depressing.
Yeah, this one's a little sad. Makes me, you know, I wish I could be there. Friends must have gotten caught in traffic on their way to my party. They'll show up soon. And it's a guy in his playroom house with a little cake on his table. He's got his little party hat on. Not like a party hat on. I forget what hat that is.
That's like a dunce hat.
Yeah. And he's got his woodcutting cape and the 99.
He's all by himself.
Wait a second. How does he have the woodcutting cape on, and he's getting the congratulations?
I think he clipped it and then just put it there.
He photoshopped it in there.
What a cheater.
It's a little sad. He's got nobody at his little 99 party.
I would have gone if he hit me up.
I got 99 with nobody. 99
woodcutting. Because you didn't tell anyone.
Because I didn't. Well, no, I'm talking about woodcutting. Like, yeah, because I didn't have any friends that played, so I just got it by myself.
Joe was there when I got my first 99. I was at his house.
I got 99 Fletching at your house too, didn't I?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you got Magic too.
Yeah.
No, never mind. I won't bring it up. Never mind.
the 99 Fletching. I remember I was probably talking about it for like 6 months. Like, yeah, you know, I'm going to work real hard. I'm going to get it this month. And then I would just like...
It was like 2 years later, thing. You finally got it.
Yeah, because I did the whole thing Maple Longbows, which takes an insanely long amount of time. But you make profit doing it, so...
Yeah.
Or at least you did then. I don't know how the economy works now at all.
Inflation. Sorry, I had a stroke.
Anyway, yeah. Remember, Matrix was talking about like the prices that they've got now are kind of insane. Like,
yeah,
everything's super overpriced or underpriced, I should say. Anyway, next one is No Russian is the title of the post. and for anybody that doesn't remember, that's a Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 reference. And the post is, it's that kid who's got like the gun and he's crying while he's holding it. and it says, when the level 3 you took out to level 55 wilderness says, ha 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 ha, so where's the money you were telling me about? And then you gotta kill him.
That's fucking sad, dude. That's, why would you kill level 3, though?
I had somebody do that to me. I had somebody do that shit to me. Yeah, I don't know why you would kill level 3, just because, like, I mean, what are they gonna drop? Like, their bronze axe.
Bones? Bones? Bones. Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah, get that 99. That's like free 99 prayer, honestly.
Yeah, for real.
Somebody edited it so that he's got a crossbow in his hand. And black D-hide.
Huh. That's fucking awesome.
And then we can move on into ship posts, too.
Oh, community manager Nick is jealous. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, Nick, why are you jealous?
Because I'm a fucking jealous bitch.
Oh!
Community manager Nick's just mad that community manager Brandon, and I'll just say CM from now on, has way more fans than him. Lol, sit, nub nub. On a serious note, I'm done messing around with this thread. The joke threads were fun, but I have no intention on excessively spamming the forums, even though I have a couple more alts. The event this one gets banned. Headed over to the compliments section now. What a CM Brandon fan club suggestion. So I guess there was some drama on the forums to where everybody started hating this guy, the community manager, Nick. Everybody started liking CM Brandon for something that he said. And so CM Nick came into it and said, I know I really do need to get good and learn to forum. I'd stick with compliments on this one. And then he locked the thread.
Huh. Damn.
What a jealous bitch. Yeah,
he didn't want any more people fucking shitting on him. But yeah, there's like a ton of posts that were removed of like people shitting on him. So I can't even like find, you know, the backstory as to why he's getting shit on. Because like anytime something comes up, it gets like completely removed.
Dude, so I think he needs to learn to forum, honestly.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. He even admits to it. Yep. And then the next one is 120 capes, OSRS question mark. And it's a lot of people saying no.
Stupid. I mean, I understand it.
One guy said support.
Yeah, one guy said support.
In the future, maybe, like, once 99s don't become rare. But, like, as of right now, there's no need for 120 capes.
But, like... I guess I somewhat understand the, because one of the guys in here talks about how when the completionist cape was added in, that like became like the thing that everybody had to go and get. And so, you know, if you add in a 120 cape, that'll be like the new thing that everybody has to go and get.
And, yeah.
I'm going to get 120 Slayer.
But like, what? No, you can't go and do that, if that makes sense. You know?
Well, yeah,
if you really like training one thing, you can't go and do that to 120.
Why?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I mean, you can go and do that, but like, what's the point? You know, there's almost no point.
Rank?
To
get a dank ass cape, bro. What the fuck? Like, if I could walk around with a sparkly ass wood cutting cape.
No, I'm saying, like, there's no point to do it now, but if they added in 120 capes. There would be a point to doing it.
The only reason to do it now is rank.
But what I was saying is as of right now, there's a lot of people who aren't even maxed, like all of us. and so, like, you don't want to add content and spend time on content that's only going to cater to, like, a very, very, very small majority of the player base. But whenever there's, like, you know, two-thirds of the people are maxed and... You know, there's like 8-9 people that have max XP. It might actually be worth to add the 120 cape, so that way people just keep playing for something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know. You know what I think they should do, though? I do. This is a thought that I thought of. I feel like you should be able to, with your max cape, have it have like the max cape model, but be able to change it to be the theme of one of your favorite skills.
Like so fishing, it would just have a bunch of fish on it.
Well, no, it would be like the fishing max cape. right? So you would it would have like the fish on the back of it, or like the agility one would, it would be like the actual skill cape, except it would just be like a more intricate looking skill cape. You know what I'm saying?
No.
This is a thought. Like, I don't know how to explain.
No. I get what you're saying. I think Carver's fucking around.
I'm just memeing, yeah.
Like, I really like the agility skill cape, right? So even though I'll have the perk for all the skill capes wearing the max cape, why can't I make my max cape look like my agility skill cape? You see what I'm saying?
You should request that when you get your max cape.
Yep.
Yeah.
You should request that when you become a P-Mod.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We're all going to become P-Mods.
Never. I've gotten muted for some dumb things, so I'll never get P-Mod.
Got banned for botting twice, so I doubt that'll ever happen.
XD.
Two players have 4.6 billion XP, and then in the body, he just puts Discus.
Oh.
Is that supposed to be, like, this post has been hidden now, because apparently there was a lot of flaming in it. But yeah, it's just a bunch of guys essentially shitting on the top two players, like, oh, they're a neck beard.
So what, XP. Dude? I respect them. They're probably time, successful people in IRL. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it's respectable because like it takes a lot of mental agility to be able to do this shit.
Yeah,
like to be able to sit here, like I can barely fucking function after playing for a whole day, so being able to play 12 hours a day for fucking 6 years, like you have to be like some sort of mentally strong to do that shit.
You gotta have bones made of steel
or something. You gotta have buns made of steel, because you probably
I
have
bet fucking, you they drink a lot of milk.
I bet they have the worst hemorrhoids I've ever that ever been ever happened on the entire planet.
Yeah, they probably reenact that WoW episode of South Park on a daily.
Here's a good question that somebody asked. What's more impressive to you, Lynx Titan getting 200 million XP in every skill, or Settled maxing an ultimate Iron Man?
Settled maxing an ultimate Iron Man.
No, I think 200 mil is a lot more impressive.
200 mil, there's a lot less people who have it, but like, imagine what you have to do to play the game.
I mean, like...
Like an ultimate Iron Man.
Yeah, it's a different kind of challenge. I mean, like... But, like, just still, the whole getting... the whole getting 200 mil XP in every skill is fucking ridiculous. Like, agility. That's 34k XP an hour. Maybe 38 to 40 if he was efficient the entire time. You know how long that fucking takes? That's, like, thousands of hours running in circles.
No, that's he definitely spent insanely more time. It's just I feel like it's more annoying to play the game as an ultimate Iron Man, if that makes sense. Like, there's a lot of things that Lynx Titan can, like, go and buy something and AFK it and do it, like, the most efficient way, to whereas an ultimate Iron Man does not at all have that luxury.
Yeah. Dude, imagine playing the game but not using a bank. Haha.
Stupid.
Yeah, for real. Why would you choose to not use a bank?
That's fucking dumb, dude. Why would anyone do that, dude? Whoever, if you're listening and you're playing an ultimate Iron Man, I swear to fucking God, you better stop.
How come they haven't made a hardcore ultimate yet?
That's a good question. I was just thinking about that.
That would be cool. I would watch that content every day. You know what? I would make one of those, actually.
What? Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, I was going to move into the Discord questions with the questions that we've got.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know we had questions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just sort of like random small ones that people asked over the past week. Big Mook says, hey, guys. Back at everyone with another question. What is everyone's favorite pet in game? What pets do you have? Scape on. I have no pets. I have no favorite pet. I really like the runecrafting pet. I think that looks the coolest.
I have the runecrafting pet, and I can confirm that it is pretty fucking cool.
I don't have any pets.
Yeah, you do. You have a dog.
No, fuck it. Shut up. Shut up.
You have the bloodhound?
Yeah, dude, I got the bloodhound, dude. No.
You got the IRL bloodhound.
I'm actually running right now. I'm doing agility, trying to get the squirrel. I like the beaver pet. I want the squirrel pet because I feel like I've earned it, dude.
You really have earned it.
I am owed this fucking pet, okay? And I'm gonna do agility until I fucking get it.
Thanks, dude.
And then next question: did you ever have? This one's from Timpani. Did you ever have an RS girlfriend? If so, any good stories? I remember spending 2 hours killing blue dragon hides and bones to pay for my RS girlfriend's B-Day present, a Varric flail.
XD. No, I never did.
I actually did kind of have one, but not really. There was just one day whenever I was playing, there was this girl, her name was like Hot Ice, Hot and Cold, Warm Ice. It was something like that, like to where those two different words were there. I don't remember. Uh-huh. And then some random numbers. And then she started talking to me, and then we talked for like the whole day, back and forth.
Damn.
And then I asked her if she wanted to be my girlfriend, and she said yes. And then I stopped playing RuneScape for like a few months, and then went back on, and I never saw her come online again. And then ended up removing her off my friends list to make space for other people.
If you're listening to this, Hot and Cold or whatever your name is, he's taken, so fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off. I don't care about you. I clearly don't even care about you then, honestly.
Wow, dude, that's fucking cold, dude.
That's why it is Hot and Cold or whatever.
Oh my god. There should be a Tinder for RuneScape players. You know?
Oh my, no. That would be so cringy, dude.
Was it? It's like Scapers Meet or something. Scapersmeet.com.
Please. Yeah. Please, no. Please.
That's so cringe.
That is super cringe.
I'm not going to go too deep into that territory. I was going to go out the deep end. next question. Or did you guys have any RuneScape?
No, problems? I did not.
I had a friend. I don't remember her name. There were two people I used to play with. There was this guy. His name was like Keyblade something. And this was back before I knew what fuck Kingdom Hearts was. So anytime I saw anyone with the name Keyblade, I thought it was him because he quit logging on after a while. And then there was this girl I used to talk to like as a friend in game. I was like in like fifth grade. And I think we all got on the phone one time and we were talking, and then that was like the last time I ever heard from them. I have no idea what the fuck happened to them.
Dang.
Oh well, I guess did you guys have any RuneScape boyfriends? He didn't ask that, but I think
he never asked if we were the RuneScape girlfriends.
Yeah, exactly.
I can honestly say I never pretended to be some chick or whatever.
I never did either.
I can't even play female characters on WoW. It just triggers me.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever just the MMO Terra. I had a female character just because they had these like weird fucking super thick elf females that you could make look hilarious and super weeby. And I made one because Julius asked me to play the game with him, and yeah. I was kind of trying to like purposely not take it seriously.
Nice.
Jesus.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Next question is from Zhao Enlai, who says, is Swampletics on the verge of Circle Jerk territory, yes or no? I haven't watched the recent ones, but...
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to assume yes.
So Circle Jerk territory is pretty much... It almost seems like people just like him because it's trendy to like him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I agree.
Yeah. No, I can agree with that.
I think so, yeah.
Because I definitely like... I find some of his content fun to watch, but like, dude, I don't really care that much about like him going and doing, you know, like 100 hours of fucking what was that stupid mini game called?
Temple trekking.
Like it's crazy that it did that, right?
Yeah,
that's nuts. But then he like turned around and complained that he spent 100+ hours on a video and he only made $45 off of it. I'm like, well, that's because you spend that's because you make one episode a month. You know what I mean? Like,
you streamed yourself doing it, you'd probably make a whole lot more money.
Oh, he definitely would. There's no doubt about that.
And I actually think, honestly, I mean, this might be an extremely unpopular opinion, but like, compared to a lot of the other Ultimate Iron Man, you know, landlocked location accounts that I've seen in YouTube channels. I mean, it's not like he has like superior editing or like a video or personality or something like that. Like, Honestly, I think the Karamja guy one is just as good. I think that the wilderness only Iron Man is better. Yeah, I think that a lot of people do just as good of a job as him, and sometimes have better editing and more of a personality. But for whatever reason, Reddit's really taken off with him. They really like odd things sometimes. So, and yeah. I'm not trying to shit on his video. Like, I think that it's good. Like, I've watched most of his videos. It's just recently I didn't get interested in it.
I just want him to hit his goal. You know, I mean, I just, like, I want him to be able to go and do Theater of Blood. Like, that would be the episode that I watch when he actually does Theater of Blood.
Yeah.
Because everything leading up to it, for me personally, it just isn't that fun to watch.
Yeah. I think, like, small bits of, like, early on, all these accounts are kind of fun to watch while they're, you know, oh, I'm leveling up thieving, doing it this weird way. And then it's like, yeah, so I wanted to get my thieving to 80. So I was in the wilderness and I went to the bandits or whatever. And I thieved them for 600 hours to get to 80. And it's like,
God damn. You
know, it's like, okay. I mean, I guess you could do that.
You're telling me you thieved for 600 hours. You don't have any fucking clips of it? Not one?
You know what would be awesome is, like, one of these accounts, you know, one of these guys are doing these videos or whatever, and then Jagex just calls him out. It's like, nah, we actually have proof that you didn't train there at all.
Guys, have you seen the new trendy YouTuber, the one he makes, it's one level per episode?
What?
Yeah, he's got an account.
I have not heard of that.
He makes one. Like, each episode is like 20 seconds long, and it's just him getting one level. I swear to God, I'll have to find it after the podcast, and we'll talk about it like next time on the next podcast. But
wait, so does that mean like the first 200 videos will be like 1 second long?
Yes, like legitimately, his first video I think was him getting like one attack or two attack. And it's like, oh, okay, well, that's all time we have for today. And that was it. It was like, that shit was so funny.
That's funny, dude.
Next question.
Sorry, I got distracted looking at some older questions. This is another one from Big Mook in all caps. Deep question that requires you to think.
All right, I'm getting ready to think.
Sometimes gets in the way of your IRL goals/life. Question mark, 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 question mark. And then a bunch of thinking emojis.
I mean, anything, if you do anything a lot that, like, I guess it could become unhealthy for your everyday life, right?
That didn't answer his question.
Me pulling up my phone, opening it up, connecting to my computer, and then re-clicking on the boss that I'm hitting in Nightmare Zone is probably not good for my work, but I kind of don't care.
Yeah,
but it doesn't affect your work negatively, does it?
I mean, they probably see me opening up my phone like every 5 minutes and is like, what's this guy doing? You know,
I mean, I probably could do a lot of things outside of work if I didn't like play RuneScape constantly, which I don't always. Actually, you know what, to be fair, I don't really play a whole lot. Just because my computer's at my mom's, but my goal outside of work is to like stream RuneScape, you know what I mean? Like being a quote unquote content creator, which we've been called before, I guess, is kind of like the second fun hobby that I have. So,
what's your first fun hobby?
Masturbation.
Okay. Just wanted to double check and verify on that one. Remember, trust but verify. It's very important.
Write that down. Write that down, guys.
I'm writing it down.
So, I mean, in a way, it's like it kind of helps me achieve my goals because when I make progress, in game, it like gives me something to talk about for our next episode and stuff. So no, it doesn't.
I can agree as well.
Let me see if there are any big achievements that happen over the past week that, you know, we can be like, oh, this person did this.
Fucking Zhao got the fucking agility pet.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
That motherfucker. He got it at like 60 agility. Am I some court sign kind of joke? Am I a joke to you? All right. Look, nobody better get that fucking pet until I get it, okay?
What if I get it, Joe?
And then release it.
Joe, if I get it, I won't even say anything to you about it. I'll just never talk about it. It's like
a Danish deity got 99 construction.
Pretty big. Oh, hell yeah. Really?
That's expensive. Yeah, you said grats to him, Carl.
Oh, did I?
I think it was either Ghoul or Mexi Ghoul. It was one of the two. Got a divine sigil drop in a group or something. Somebody got a divine sigil drop.
Or was it divine? Yeah, it was Mexi Ghoul. Yeah,
no, it was an arcane. It was an arcane.
Arcane.
Yeah, arcane sigil. Wow, 137 mil. Holy fucking shit.
Yep. That shit.
Well, yeah, but he was probably with like a group of people.
He was with the team, but
yeah, he's got to split it.
Just still seeing it drop.
Does he actually have to split it?
No.
Why shouldn't he just keep the whole all of it? Yeah. Huh? Why shouldn't he just log out with it?
Why shouldn't I be allowed to keep it? Like it's the
well, guys. But I, if it drops in his name, he could always just use the fact that, like, well, I just want the shield.
I could never do that to someone. Like, if I got a loot, I would have to split it. No, I would not sleep well at night if I did that.
Unless before you go, you make it clear that any drops in your names are going to be yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that though.
Well, like, okay, but like, if me and you were raiding together, right?
Anything Joe, if you did that to me, I would unfriend you on MySpace.
If me and you were raiding, right, and beforehand we're like, okay, well, neither of us have anything out of this raid, so if it drops in our names, we just keep it.
Yeah, see, that I'm okay with.
Yeah.
That's because I personally, like, understand that concept.
Nope, 100%. 100% of it should go to me all the time.
Oh, wow, wait. You know what? That makes sense. So Joe and I do the raid, and Nick's not even in the raid, but if we get a loot, we just trade it over to Nick because it's his.
Makes sense to me, honestly.
Because he's our landlord.
Yeah. I'm the dex collector.
We got to pay rent, boys. Give Nick all our gold.
So another question that I keep getting asked, and I know you already said no to it or why we wouldn't do it, is that there are a lot of people who were really interested in that Minecraft server.
Oh, dude, I'm not paying for a Minecraft server. I'm actually shutting off the one that I have with my family because nobody's playing on it right now. And plus, I'm done playing Minecraft. It was just like a few week long thing, got my Minecraft out of me, and now I'm done.
Yep.
Well, I mean, technically, like, we could always just set up an actual server.
That costs money, though.
Well, I mean, not one that you pay for. Like, Hans would run one that he didn't have to pay for, right?
Oh, so what you're saying is we'll just have Hans set up a server for the Discord.
Yeah,
dude, why that's not? A genius idea. I'll go talk to him after the show.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, I think that's it for like the Discord questions. I didn't really see anything else pop in. Some guy just joined the general chat. I bet you he tried to join the live show, and then I'm not going to call out who it was, but somebody went into the general voice chat and then left. I think they. I think they were trying to get into the live show to like listen in or something, but I don't
nice
feel
try.
Confident that I don't feel Lock confident that we're capable that of doing live shows yet.
Oh,
but Locke
no,
can
no, no,
come
no.
in and join him if he wants, but he just can't talk. I'll mute him. I'll mute his ass.
Yeah. Agreed. All right.
I guess I'll move into closing out the show now.
Okay.
And then we got, I think it's 4 iTunes reviews. I'm actually going to pull one of them up on my phone because the guy wants me to read his name correctly, and it's Emojis. And
you better read it correct.
And I better read it correct because he's already upset at us and doesn't like our show, but gave us a 5-star so that I am forced to read it on the show, which, guess what, buddy? Joke's on you. I'm reading it, and I'm totally okay with you shitting on the show.
Yep.
As long as you give me that 5-star.
That's, that's all that fucking matters. But I would really be okay if you just shat on me.
Oh. Okay. All right.
The guy's review. So his name is, and he says, again, he says, I need to get it right. His name is, it's like the flexing arm where the guy's like flexing his bicep, that emoji.
Yeah.
And then a smiley face. And then the bro fist punch. So hopefully I pronounced your name correctly, asshole. All right.
Sounds good to me, dude.
All right. So his the subject is terrible. And then this one. This is one of very few OSRS podcasts. It not even the best one, but they deserve 5 stars only so I can rest assured they know how boring and uninteresting they are. P.S. If you pronounce my name wrong, my uncle will delete your MySpace.
Oh, well, I'm glad you pronounced it right. So
yeah, I'm glad I pronounced it correctly too. Mr. Flexing Bicep Smiley Face Bro Fist.
Wow, dude.
And then the next one is, and so we actually have nice reviews after this. The next one is from KMac D93. Subject is My Kind of People. Hey guys, I just recently got back into RuneScape, but soon realized that my entire middle school life I wasted doing random shit that barely pertained to the game. So question, if y'all could do an episode explaining your thoughts and ideas on best low-level gear and preferred members areas or free to play. I'm a truck driver, therefore I might get an hour a day to play, but feel free to add me. TTMS Trucker. Keep up the great show. P.S. iPhone now supports Bluetooth mouse. Holy fuck, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
That's OP.
That's pretty insane.
That's actually OP.
I added our boy TTMS Trucker. He actually changed his name to KMacD.
Oh, okay. But yeah, he... we could do an episode on that. Yeah. I like talking about big subjects like that, and I think we all kind of have like small little input, like of little tips that we can give that helped us out that other
just
people probably
tip.
Don't know. Yeah, just the tip.
I got some big tips.
Next one is from Pizza Manyo.
Yeah,
Pizza Manyo.
And nice it's name. Five like star. It. His subject is 5 stars! Exclamation mark! I thought hurricane season was over. Is that a reference?
Is that because we blow? That's like
it's
because
we
that.
Blow him away.
Oh. Oh, he was blown away. Yeah, like I get it. Like
that's
New Orleans.
Oh my god!
Like Hurricane Isabel.
Yeah, like Hurricane
and Katrina,
Isabel. And Katrina and Andrew. And I can't think of any more.
And Sandy Bottom.
Iglesias.
Yeah, Sandy Bottom. Iglesias?
Yeah. Hurricane Iglesias.
Isn't that the
sorry,
comedian?
I'm choking on my ice cream.
Carl's over there actually dying.
No, I'm still laughing too. I just thought it was funny. Goddamn.
This one's HawkGamer90 says, great podcast in the subject. I greatly enjoy listening. I really hope this community continues to grow. I hope
me too,
you,
man. Me too.
Me too, buddy.
It's a blast
too,
doing this.
Buddy.
And then we had, I don't know how many people join, but we had a lot of people join the Discord. It is Tickmark. Timpani, Isotonic, Can TT Crack, Goose MacD, X1 Ras, Z Reich, Woos, Silenty. Why do people have to choose such weird fucking shit?
It's Salinity.
No, it's, yeah, Salinity.
Gniner?
It's Gniner, man.
Gniner.
Yeah. I actually talked to him in voice chat. He said it's Gniner.
Okay.
He's a cool Walk-a-tras. Dude. Respect.
I actually really like that name, Walk-a-tras. I'm assuming it's Walk-a-tras. Pronounced that way.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, it's Mark. Oh, hi. It's
that's
Mark.
Not how it's pronounced.
Oh, hi, Mark.
It's Karl Marx.
Sven Fred.
Nick, you're putting emphasis on the wrong syllable, okay?
What? Syllable. That took me a second.
He said emphasis, too.
You're putting. this James needs a bond.
Now, so when I first saw that name, I couldn't tell if it was a reference to James Bond or he was implying that he needed a bond in RuneScape.
I think it's both.
Okay.
Your boy Chodes. Garskobar and Stroop.
It's kind of like stroke, but it's Strope.
Yeah.
I guess.
And then we had several comments. If I can expand this.
Why is that so small?
Screen cap that I took of it.
And now it's being deleted.
Yeah. You guys can't see it, but I can see it. So
okay, that's all that matters.
Zazzy, who's a guy in the Discord, and the CC says, "Wow, my name was mentioned so many times. I thought I was the special guest. It's great to hear both sides of this game. I like that y'all have great chemistry and can be cool with each other. Sad thing is the main population of OSRS and RS3 like to keep that imaginary wall up and keep fighting over whose game is better. Also, if you don't read this on the podcast, I will pee on you. Love you guys." Now you can't pee on me.
Dude, please don't do that.
That's pretty cool. He gets the reference. And what was the other thing? Oh, I thought it was pretty cool. We did actually, I re-listened to it. And if I'm being frankly honest, going into the podcast where you're having like your first guest, I was extremely worried about like, was this a podcast you're just going to have to throw out because it just goes to shit and it's super awkward and there's a bunch of pauses. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a guy we've never talked to on the show. But it actually went really well. I think it's,
dude, it turned out so well.
Yeah.
So like that podcast, the only person who had talked to him was Nick. Me and Carl hadn't even spoke to him once.
Until we
started talking.
I never verbally spoke to him either. We always were just messaging. We were emailing each other back and forth. And I kept having to, like, push the date back. And then...
wait, you guys were dating?
We were going to record it. Yeah, we were dating. And we picked a date and we were going to record, but he ended up not being able to make it that day. And so that's why we pushed that show back another week. But it was really good to do it. He was a great guest. He was pretty easy to talk to. And he was able to like joke both ways, you know, like we could joke on RS3 and he could joke on OSRS and neither of us would get butthurt and be like, this game is vastly superior to the
dude, both games have their problems, to be honest.
Yeah, no, for sure. Next one's from George Wilson. Listen to all of your podcasts over the last couple of days. I haven't even played RuneScape in a few years. Should I play again? And then on my actual account, I commented, I think now is a good time with the new area. It gives you something to work towards. Smiley face.
I think if you enjoy the game and you got friends to talk about the game with, then yes, you should definitely play. Oh, and if you have time to play it.
But if you join the Discord, you will have friends to talk with.
Infinite
friends.
You'll
have tons of friends. I wish there was a way to get like more people talking in the general. I guess like if I just chill in the general voice chat, it'll probably just like...
Sometimes I talk to people in there, like Mzanzi, I think is his name in Discord. Like, well, we did DKs like a couple days ago or like last weekend, and then a couple other people joined while we were in there. It was pretty cool.
My really big fear is like I join it and then like 6-10-year-olds join. And then I'm like, hey guys, I gotta go.
Hey, like we're not ninja, so like, you know, obviously our podcast isn't kid friendly.
I'm not seeing enough movement.
That's like one of the cringiest things that I've ever seen.
Did you see the comment on there?
Yeah. No. He must be a dinosaur.
Yeah, he's literally a T-Rex. He literally cannot see or what was it? His vision is likely based on movement. He literally cannot see you. Dude, I was so, when I read that comment, I was so fucking drunk. I was on the ground crying because it was so funny. I was crying for like 2 days, man. That shit was so funny. I'll have to find that and send it to you.
Well, I got drunk recently with, I think I was playing with Carl and Locke. We were playing League, and you remember Locke ganked me in the top lane. And he like super dove the turret and died. And then I probably was laughing the hardest I've laughed in my entire life for like an hour straight.
I think I remember that. Yeah. That was
laughing really fucking loud. Next comment is from Peyton. It says, "Wow, I normally listen on iTunes, but the YouTube format is dope. You guys should check out the YouTube format. It's pretty dope. I'm going to try working hard. Like, each episode, I just add something new. Like, I work a little bit harder on the picture, the thumbnail, or I add in, like, a new clip. So, yeah, each time I just try to make it a little better than the last one, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, WoW normally listen on the iTunes, but the YouTube format is dope. Scape on, oh, BTW, your mama Dagoneth. And then I commented, there's no way this isn't Big Mook. and then Carl commented, 18 diamond doors in the abandoned mine shaft. So anybody who missed it because they stopped listening, you know, they heard the song playing out. At, like 10 seconds after the whole podcast was finished and the song was playing, I played the Minecraft version of Ram Ranch.
My dumbass didn't even hear it because I don't even... I literally listened to like... To
it. I heard it.
Damn.
Obviously, because I commented
it. Stupid.
I don't listen... I don't listen to the podcast after I publish it. Because I already listened to it like 3 times when I'm editing it. You know, I just listen to it over and over again while I'm playing RuneScape, making sure like there's nothing dumb, there's no like mic cutting out, like something weird happening, a loud sound that I need to cut out or whatever. And yeah, I was so happy when it took like a few days and somebody like said something on Discord like, oh, hey, you guys did this. You guys put the Ram Ranch in the back.
Yeah.
And then Morgan Mackle says, quality podcast as always. And that's the YouTube comments. Thanks, Morgan. And then I'll move on into the bond raffle. So everyone who joins the Discord is already on a spreadsheet we have, and we will use a random number generator to select the winner. I will talk about this again on the next show, and we will do another drawing on the 31st of August. Good luck. The past month's winner was Dets. And I actually, this week, I was finally able to get it to him. I was really worried I was never going to be able to get it to him. And he was training Slayer. He was killing the Pyre Fiends in that, I think it's the Fremenic Slayer Cave or whatever. And yep. I was able to bring it to him. And then... you should join the Discord. We have a link in the description. You can meme out and get a notification from us when the podcast has been uploaded. If you want to be heard on the show, leave us a 5-star iTunes review, or you can send us an email. We'll also read and respond to YouTube comments. And I'm adding in this piece in there. Our CC, our clan chat, is OSRS space weekly. And then with that, you guys got anything to say? Any final words?
I swear to fucking God, if anybody else in our Discord gets another squirrel pet, don't at.
Don't at.
You know what's funny? The guy who got the squirrel pet, I was playing while he got it. He was like, oh shit, I got the squirrel pet. And I was like, dude, at Joe and posted in the Discord.
Don't fucking at me, guys. Just let me be an bliss is ignorance, right? Ignorance is bliss. Yeah. Just let me not know.
It's like, yeah, that's exactly what you gotta do. At Joe and post it in the thing. And that's exactly what he did. I was very happy. So yeah, it's my fault, not his fault. He wasn't being a dick. I told him to be a dick.
Nice.
You got any final words, Carl?
Yeah.
What'd you used to say?
Carl's fun fact for this podcast.
Oh shit! Yeah, Carl's fun fact. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm gonna create a little clip. It's gonna be like Carl's fun fact, and it's gonna play a little jingle.
Oh,
Carl's fun fact.
Okay.
Let's hear it, Carl.
So I'm pretty sure the last quest in like old 2007 was King's Ransom.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That was not fun at all.
Dude, they're never fun. That's the point. Fun. That's why it's fun.
I did King's Ransom really recently. I don't remember what the... I've did so many quests recently, I don't remember what King's Ransom was. Like this past
week. I didn't either.
Fuck. What was King's Ransom?
Isn't that the one you do after Underground Pass?
Yeah, it's the one where you actually go and fight King Rold, and now I can use him in the Nightmare Zone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what you do, but you fight King Rold at the end. Alright, so that's you guys' final words.
Make sure you guys don't forget about me. Thanks.
All right.
Pussy!